Welcome back to Making Marriage Great, Spiritual Health for Godly Men or Men Wanting to Be Godly, especially husbands, and looking at Proverbs here in the month of November. And wow, already another week, November the 12th. Hope everybody had a great Veterans Day weekend, and many people may have today off, and many of us do not. But just want to encourage you as you continue to read through Proverbs, hope you're doing that. Proverbs 10 and 11 really are the beginning of a long series of Solomon's Proverbs, or Solomon's thoughts to his son, and or thoughts that he gained. And so 10 and 11 establish really a series of chapters through, if I remember right, through 20, but I read 10 and 11 and now into 12, and want to encourage us as we continue to read through Proverbs this month. So in chapter 12, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of evil devices he condemns. So each verse is sort of a good versus evil. God prefers this, God condemns that. God blesses this, God curses that. And so this is going on for these chapters here, and we'll continue through these chapters, and some of the verses will work together. 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, or even 10 verses may give you a more fuller picture of what the wisdom is trying to warn us, trying to guide us in, trying to help us. Even at one point here, talking about, as we talk about marriage and talking to men, now I can't remember if I read this in verse in chapter 11 or verse 12, but here we go. It is in chapter 12, rather. Verse 4, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband. Well, we want excellent wives, do we not? But to have an excellent wife, you must be an excellent man, or strive to be a more excellent man. By reading Proverbs, I think you're going to do that. Reading a proverb a day is a super healthy thing. I know that Billy Graham, it is rumored that he did read a proverb a day and maybe as many as 5 psalms a day. And there was definitely a time in his life when that was true. Whether that was true for all of his latter years, I do not know. But just to encourage us again, to be reading God's word, to be in God's word, to be praying for our wives, praying for our marriage, praying for the leaders in our churches, praying for the body of Christ, that our response to all that the world has would be glorifying to God. And for us, remember that we're fighting in a war. It is real war. It is a spiritual war. And we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities of this world. Read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. And think about that, the wrestlings that we have. And so as you read through Proverbs, as maybe you struggle a little bit in reading through them, I want to encourage you never to stop reading God's word, and never to stop giving up on what God has for you. He may not have for you what you think or what you want, but as you really pursue God, the desires of your heart will change and become the desires of what God wants for you. Psalms 34 tells us in verse 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So to encourage you, gentlemen, to be pursuing God, reading Proverbs right now, and getting into the habit of reading God's word more and more and more. It's like good exercise. The more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the more it becomes a habit, and the more it becomes a habit, the easier it is to get up and do, right? Same thing with reading God's word, the same thing with prayer, the same thing with the decision to love your wife, right? There are times when they may not be lovable, or maybe the way they're treating you is not respectful. And so you have to choose in that moment to still, you know what, I'm going to love and cherish my wife in this moment when maybe I have a fleshly right not to. But in God's eyes, you never do. So choose wisely, gentlemen. Pursue God. Pursue your wives. And let's make marriage great again. God bless you. I hope you have a great week.